Word. That was like King's favorite song. Oh, thank you.
Sure. A lot of lights coming at me here. A lot of lights.
Alright, you guys can go.
Turn it up.
I can go?
Yeah, go ahead. Just kidding. He's a jokester.
Meryl, what did you feel like you had working for you today?
Really everything. I think today was probably one of the better, as far as execution and pitch location, I would say probably today's probably one of the better ones I've had all season. Fastball command was good. Kept the changeup down for the most part. Landed the curveball. Carson did a great job calling pitches back there, but I think we had a lot of stuff working today.
Do you think you could have gone out there for the ninth?
Do I think I could have? Probably. Was I okay today with not? Yeah. It's 5-0 lead. It's kind of sneaky, sweaty out there today. Run out of gas a little bit there, but would I have liked to? Yeah. Was I okay with the eight and letting the bullpen finish it off today? Yeah.
I know you guys lost yesterday, but generally speaking, since the break, you guys have played really well these last four games. What do you think's going well for everybody right now?
I think we're just playing good baseball. Before the break, there were things that would go wrong throughout the game, whether it was pitching, defense, hitting. I think there was one piece of the game that just wasn't fitting in the puzzle. I think after the break, we've played pretty good all-around baseball. Starters have pitched really well, obviously Gallon and Bum the games before. We've put up some offense, we've manufactured some runs, and we've played some really good defense.
Kind of a lot of conventional wisdom is it gives the hitters an advantage if they see a pitcher in a short period of time, but does it work the other way for you sometimes? If you've seen a team, you know how to attack their hitters better and everything's more fresh?
I hope so. I'd like to think so. Like you said, I think it works both ways. They obviously know how I'm going to attack them, and I think that's it kind of becomes fun at that point. That's when they talk about the chess game. It's like they know what I like to throw. I know where I like to attack them, and then it really just comes down to execution and, kind of in the moment, what pitch to pick when.
Are you aware when you're in the fifth inning that you haven't allowed a base runner? Does that cross your mind at all?
Yeah, definitely. Just because I think of how quick the innings were going, and I knew, I keep track of walks a lot, and I knew I hadn't walked anybody. So I was pretty aware with where we were at. Obviously, I'm not trying to think about a perfect game by any means at that point. It's still super early in the game, and anything could happen. Obviously, that first hit was just right down the line. If it's an inch to the right, it's not a hit, and we keep going. So I was aware of it, but just trying to make pitches at that point. So.
Looked like you had a good-natured exchange with Jock Peterson there after a two-strike count.
Yeah, I was trying to get his attention to kind of joke with him, but he either didn't hear me or he was locked in. But we go back. We played in the Dominican. Played in winter ball for a year, so I was just going to kind of give him some stuff about that, but it was a good bunt. It's a hard pitch to bunt, I will say that. It was a two-seam inside, so he stayed on it pretty well.
Is getting that complete game a thing we'd really like to cross?
Yeah, definitely. As starting pitcher, anytime you can see that CG next to your name, it's a big deal. Obviously, the game has changed. There's definitely not as many complete games going around as there used to be, but it's definitely something that I want at some point. Just has to be in the right situation.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.